For more than 100 years, Johnson Controls has been based in Milwaukee, but the firm plans to merge with Tyco and locate the joint headquarters in Ireland. Johnson Controls specializes in energy storage, while Tyco makes security and fire alarm systems. Leaders of both say the combined company will retain the name Johnson Controls, and its North American office will remain in Milwaukee. Longtime Milwaukee business reporter Rich Revito has covered Johnson Controls over the years. We've asked him to put the merger's impact into context.
It's very fluid right now, but this is the state's largest publicly traded company merging with Tyco, which is based in Ireland. The companies have already announced that Alex Molinaroli, the CEO of Johnson Controls, will be leading this new company. The financial details really are not finalized yet, but the corporate headquarters will be in Ireland, and that has some tax ramifications. This is kind of a tax shelter of sort by moving the corporate headquarters to where Tyco has its corporate headquarters in Cork, Ireland.
When something like this happens, there are a lot of fears that come along with it. Fears of consolidation, loss of jobs, maybe the local offices here being moved to the offices in Ireland. What do you know at this point about the security of Johnson Controls here?
I think given Johnson Controls' deep roots in this community, I don't think the impact will be extremely negative. But, you know, you've got to worry in these situations. There are always layoffs with mergers. I've never seen a merger where there weren't layoffs. They use the word synergies. The companies have said that they expect $650 million in synergies from this deal. And a lot of those synergies are usually gained through cost cutting. You eliminate redundant positions. You don't need two CEOs. You don't need two CFOs. There's marketing HR positions that aren't needed anymore. And a lot of that is done through job cuts. They haven't outlined that yet, but I'm sure that there will be some cuts along the way. And you can just look back and see the mergers that have happened here in the last several years. When Miller and Coors merged, there were a number of jobs that were lost here in Milwaukee, either by shifting those jobs to the joint venture's corporate headquarters in Chicago or just redundant positions that were eliminated. The former Miller Brewing Company headquarters on the west side of Milwaukee is not nearly as full as it was prior to that joint venture. You had the situation with Midwest Airlines and its merger with Frontier. There were all these promises that were made. The Midwest name and brand sort of disappeared. Frontier came in, made a big splash in the market immediately and boosted airline service. Milwaukee had this great, robust airline service for about 18 months, and then the Frontier reversed course and gutted everything and virtually disappeared from the market. Bucyrus International got purchased by Caterpillar a few years ago. Caterpillar designated the Milwaukee area as its corporate headquarters for mining. They took over the old Midwest Airlines corporate headquarters in Oak Creek. They announced recently that they'd be shutting that down and moving the jobs to the campus in South Milwaukee. But you just get these promises early on. I think that they're always trying to ease any fears that come with these types of mergers. But there's always some negativity that comes with these type of deals.
To take a look at this deal through the company's eyes, why is it necessary for Johnson Controls to make a move like this, or why would the company say that it's necessary?
These usually happen because there's some financial reason to do this. You take two like-minded companies, bring them together, and then you get these so-called synergies. And it isn't all cost-cutting. I mean, there may be some distribution channels that will be more efficient now. Tyco may bring some product lines to complement what Johnson Controls does. It's possibly a good time for M&A deals right now. There's a lot of factors that usually come into play here, but usually almost always driven by some sort of financial outcome.